السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our Lord, the Lord of the universe. We believe in Him, we trust Him, we obey Him. And peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, upon their families and upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, is last and final prophet and messenger. There is a hadith of the Prophet in Sahih Muslim. It is reported by Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at-tahur shatrul iman. Walhamdulillah tamla'u al-mizan. Wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'ani wa qala tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. والصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك كل الناس يغضو فبايع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها. Reported by Abu Malik al-Ash'ari that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, purity is part of iman. Or some translated as purity, half of iman. Alhamdulillah, to say praise be to Allah, fills the scales. And subhanallah, glory be to Allah. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, fill that which is between the heaven and earth. The salah, prayer, is a light. Charity is a proof. And patience is illumination. The Quran is a proof either for you or against you. Every person starts his day with the bargain of his own soul. He either frees his soul or ruins it. A very important hadith. It reminds us of the basic values and principles of Islam. Our whole life, Islamic life, depend on them. When we are conscious of them, we keep our faith strong and our behavior right. And the Prophet ﷺ has given us 8 principles and values. First he mentioned is that tahara, at-tahura shatrul iman. Tahara is both cleanliness and purity. Islam wants that people should be physically clean and also spiritually pure. Tahara is tahara of the body and tahara of the qalb. Tahara of the heart and the mind and the soul. Inside and outside, both. Tahara of the inside is that inside is clean from deceit, from lies, from jealousy, from hate, as well as from all kind of things that are insincere, from nifaq, hypocrisy. So tahara of inside, purity of inside, which is very important. And the Prophet came to purify, yuzakkihim, to give the tazkiyah of the people. As well as he emphasized very much that your body must be clean. If it has to be washed, take a shower, you have to take a shower. If you have to make wudu, you have to make wudu. So you keep your body very clean. No najasa. Even a spot. Or the urination, for example, sometimes people don't care. It has to be very careful. Clean yourself. Wash yourself. So body must be clean. Clothes must be clean. Clean clothes. Tahir clothes. And then the place where you pray. And even the place where you live. Your environment must be clean. So cleanliness is part of iman. Tahura shatrul iman. Some people say iman here means salat. And tahur shatr al-iman means that you cannot have salat without tahara. 5 times a day we pray. We have to pray 5 times a day. And so we have to keep ourselves very clean. And this is the first and basic principle of Islam. La salat liman la tahura lah. There is no salat. Salat is not valid when the body is clothed and tahara is not there. So Rasulullah SAW emphasized that. But again, I want to emphasize both the taharatul qalb as taharatul jism. Taharatul qalb is the qalb must be pure with ikhlas, with sincerity, with truthfulness, with goodness. And then Rasulullah said, Alhamdulillah fills the balance. Alhamdulillah tamla ul mizan. And mizan is the mizan on the day of judgment. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to put the balance for our deeds are going to be judged, to be weighed with the mizan. And the mizan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mizan of the day of judgment, is filled when you say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah tamla ul mizan. Alhamdulillah is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamd has both meanings. On the one hand, you have to praise His glory, His majesty, His goodness, and also to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives us. So everything comes from Allah. So we should be thankful to Allah. And if we are thankful, He will bless us more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says, if you are thankful, I'll give you more. So Alhamdulillah is a great statement. And this statement is very heavy, very weighty. And it's going to fill the scale of balance. So that scale is, we need to have that. فَمَنْ سَقُرَتْ مَوَازِنُهُ Those whose scales are heavy, they will be in a good place. So we have to say that, repeat that, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. More and more. And not only say that, but also in our heart we recognize that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah gives, nobody can take it away. And if Allah deny, nobody can give it. So Alhamdulillah, thank be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. And then Rasulullah SAW said, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Tamla'ani ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, be glory to Allah. Subhanallah means there is nothing that is not good, that is not right, there is no error, there is no mistake in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all shortcomings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. Perfect in His being, perfect in His attributes, perfect in His actions. Tanzih. Tanzihul fi zat, tanzihun fi sifat, and tanzihun fi al-a'mal, fi al-af'al. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah, as we mentioned before, Alhamdulillah is sana, Alhamdulillah is shukr, Alhamdulillah is praise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, subhanallah wa alhamdulillah, tamla'ani ma bayna as-samawati wal ard. They fill the heaven and the earth. That means the whole universe is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't understand. We don't know how they do that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تُصَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْنْ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ The seven heavens, the earth, and all that are in them, they praise Him. They glorify Him. يُصَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَصْبِيحًا But you don't understand their tasbih. So there is a tasbih in this universe. And when you say La Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, you are joining the whole universe. You are joining that. The planets, seven planets, all the stars, the whole space, and all the earth, and every being in the earth, they are one way or the other, they are praising Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. whether we are conscious of that or not. So it is a great thing. That's why Allah Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kalimatani habibatani ila rahman, saqilatani fil mizan, kalimatani khafifatani ala lisan, saqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ila rahman. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Two words, very light to say, no difficulty. Children can do that. Kalimatan, khafifatan, very khafif, very light. But they are very heavy in the mizan. Very powerful, weighty mizan. And they are most beloved to Allah. Most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, subhanallah alhamdulillah, this is the prayer of the universe. Cosmic prayer. This is universal prayer. And when we say alhamdulillah subhanallah, imagine that you are, the whole universe is with you. You are with the whole universe. The whole fitra, praise subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a great, great, great statement that we have that. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. And then the Prophet said, As-salatu nur. The prayer, my brothers and sisters, that we perform, this is nur. It brings nur. Because prayer brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah nur samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. Actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to come to prayer, he used to say, Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, wa fi ayni nura, wa fi sam'i nura. Allahumma jal amami nura, wa khalfi nura. Allahumma jal fawqi nura, wa tahti nura. Allahumma rabbi zidni nura. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that prayer when coming to salat. So salat is nur. When salat is done in the right way. When the salat is done with consciousness. When the salat is done on time. Then this salat prepares a person with the light. And on the day of judgment, we'll need the light. On the day of judgment, we'll need that nur. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ. When you see the believing men and believing women, their nur will be going in front of them. And there it will be said, good news to you today. You will have jannat, gardens, beneath which the rivers flow. And they shall be there forever. And that is the great success. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And then Rasulullah said, الصَّدَقَةُ بُرْهَانُ. Charity is a proof. Charity, when a person gives charity, and if it is, he does it sincerely, then this is a proof of his iman. This is his proof of his that the person is not selfish. The person is not greedy. The person loves Allah and loves the fellow human beings and willing to help those who are in need. This is the proof. The sadaqatu burhan. And it is good to have this proof on the day of judgment. And that will bring the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadaqatu burhan. One of the sadaqah is zakat. So zakat of course is obligatory. But then other sadaqat, other charities, that has to be done always, continuously when people should give charity. Every day. Sadaqah could be in different ways. Sadaqah doesn't have to be, if people don't have money, they don't have to give the money. They can give it by helping others, by speaking nicely. Even a smile is a sadaqah when you speak somebody with a smiling face. وَإِسْلَامَتُكَ فِوَجِهَا خَيْكَ صَدَقَ. So sadaqah is a burhan. And then the Prophet said, وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَا. Sabr, and some people translate the word sabr as fasting. As we are approaching the month of fasting. But sabr itself, patience. Patience is an illumination. The patient person does not get his mind distracted. He does not get into panic. The patient person can see better. When he is patient, he can see better. When people lose patience, they don't know how to see things. So it is an illumination. It shows you the way. And fasting prepares for sabr. Fasting prepares for sabr. And alhamdulillah, we are approaching that great month of fasting. We hope, inshallah, that we learn and take many benefits from this month. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wal Quran hujjatun laka wa alayk." Hujjatun laka wa alayka. Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great book. But the Quran is a proof for you or against you. For the believers, if it is proof for them or against them. Proof for them, that they take the Quran seriously. They read the Quran. They understand the Quran. They follow the Quran. Then the Quran is your advocate on the Day of Judgment. The Quran is your proof to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have taken the Quran seriously. Or it becomes against you. It will speak against the people. As the Prophet will say on the Day of Judgment, "Inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura." My people have neglected the Quran. The Quran should not be neglected. Otherwise, the Quran will speak against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. So, al-Quran hujjatun laka. Quran should be our hujjah. Allahumma atina hujjatana. Allahumma sabbit hujjatana. Allah make our hujjah strong. That means our Quran is strong. Our reading of the Quran is strong. Our understanding of the Quran good. And our following of the Quran. We do our best to follow the Quran. And then finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person, every day, he goes out and makes a bargain of himself. Every person make a deal. Every person make a deal. And this deal is either going to make you successful, or make you a loser. And make your soul successful, or make your soul as a loser. فَبَيْعُهَا فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُوِقُهَا. So when we are doing any transactions, when you are selling the commodities or buying the commodities, or when we are giving a service, in both ways, it is not just you are dealing, it is not just you are doing some work for somebody, or somebody doing the work for you. Actually, it is your own soul is involved into that. And it is going to make you or break you. It will make you a winner or it will make you a loser on the Day of Judgment. So it is very important that your dealing must be very good. And every day, Rasulullah said, every day you come out and do some dealings. And what your dealings are, these dealings have to be very important. So your time is very important. Every person is given a certain time. Actually, somebody said that every day in our account we get 684,400 seconds. And this is like somebody put in your account $84,400 and say this is for the day. And at the evening, if you have not used it, you will got it, they will be gone. So you have this much money in your account early morning and it will go on, and if you don't use it within 24 hours, you will lose it. So what are you going to do? You say, every penny I'm going to use it. I'm taking benefit of everything. So in a similar way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us every day 84,000 seconds, 84,400 seconds. And every second is precious. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr." And by the fleeting time, the time does not stop. You say that, look at the watch. The second, the needle of the second is moving, moving, moving. So time is moving. Time is going. Time doesn't stop for anybody. And you say, it's my time, it's not your time, it's the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this time has to be used in the right way. For obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawasaw bis sabr wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. exhort each other of truth and exhort each other to be patient. So those who do that, they are successful. Otherwise, loser. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So these are my brothers and sisters, these are the basics of Islam. And we have to keep on reminding us about the basic. Back to basics. All the other philosophies here and there, that's another thing. But the real thing is these basics. And these basics we must keep in our mind. Inshallah, we'll benefit from that. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe, healthy, protect us. There are some of our brothers and sisters who are not well, and some of them have passed away. So we make dua for those who are not well. May Allah give them shifa. We pray for Sister Zubaida Waghle, Sister Shehnaz Madar, Brother Madar, Habib Madar, good brother of our community, his family, all of them have been part of the community. His wife is seriously sick. And also Brother Hashim Tuhi. Please pray for all of them. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ta shafi la shafi illa anta shifaan la yugadiru suqma. اللهم اشفهم يا الله اللهم اشفهم يا الله يا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Also we have some people who passed away, brother Farhan Samad and brother Muhammad Hikmatullah, sister Zubaida Ali and brother Mir Habib Hussein, who passed away this morning. Brother Habib Hussein and his whole family been old time members of our community, very active members of our Islamic society. Brother Habib Hussain is the one who, as a real estate person, he found this place. And he is the one who made the deposit first, before the community approved it. Because he found that this place is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him for doing that. This was in 1978. So, Alhamdulillah, people are coming and praying, and this will be there for a long time. May Allah make this a sadaqa jariya for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for that. Forgive his mistake and reward him for all the good deeds. So he passed away this morning. We don't know yet when his funeral will be, when his salatul janaza will be, and burial will be. Their family is preparing for that. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him jannah, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lahum jami'an, ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذلك أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.